This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. More youth will have access to college education under two bills signed by Governor Jared Polis late last week. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Thousands of foster youth often face insurmountable challenges when they exit the system. The new law allows them to go to a Colorado public college for free. It also provides mentoring and creates specific places on campus they can get support. Another law will make more undocumented students eligible for in-state tuition. Currently, high school graduates must live in the state for at least 3 years before they're eligible for in-state tuition. The new law changes the residency requirement to 1 year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials say high winds were likely a factor in a deadly boating accident at Lake Pueblo over the weekend. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Two people died and 11 more were treated for hypothermia after their boat capsized on Sunday. The accident has led the agency to issue stronger warnings to visitors about water safety this summer. CPW spokesman Travis Duncan says people should be extra careful around water.
Always wear a life jacket. It's one of the biggest things you can do to prevent drowning, to prevent tragedies happening around water.
Duncan says the deaths are expected to become the 7th and 8th recreation-related water fatalities in the state this year. A full investigation of the accident is now underway. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
An escaped teen from Platte Valley Youth Facility is now in custody, according to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. They're suspected of stabbing a correctional officer in Denver.